Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown.
Reds came back one yesterday. Finally, off we go in the Speedway Classic. 2:17 the delay, but we've waited all time to have a baseball game in the middle of a racetrack. What's another 2 hours and 17 minutes?
Or another day. you had the baseball game. Did you watch this at all on Saturday, John?
No, I did not. This
is one of the classic examples of why I record things on the DVR and rarely watch them live, because I had recorded the game.
Right.
Well, I had recorded the time slot. And we had the anthem, and we had the flyover. Handful of, you know, four F-18s. F-A-18s, Super Hornets.
Get it right.
Flying over, yeah. And a beautiful song. And then they didn't start. They had to pull the tarp over. And then 2 hours later, they started. This is the Reds Braves game at the Speedway. Bristol, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bristol?
Okay. Yep, Bristol.
And, you know, where they completely reconfigured the infield to be an infield. I'm sorry. Anyway, so stupid. Anyway, which is kind of cool. And they did a lot of things. You know, they had them drive around the track, and they had, you know, fans were in the outer stands, which I thought were not great seats, you know. But if you were going to go to this thing, you could either be regular first or third baseline, or you could be out beyond the track. Well, if you're inside the ballpark, it just looks like a ball game. It doesn't look like much, except that over yonder, you see there's a big stands. Anyway, it was like 80,000 people were supposed to be there, but it was rainy. It was bad. So they pull the tarp, and then 2 hours later, they start, and they go for, I think, about an inning. And it was really wet. You know how sometimes when you're watching a baseball game and they call it because of the rain, or they delay it because of the rain, and you can tell they're really trying, like, especially if you get a game that's, and if you don't know baseball rules, it's okay. But if they get it into, like, the fourth inning and they're trying to get it to be an official game, which requires five innings, I think, right? Five innings, right? Anyway, you know, they're going to let them play in sloppy conditions because they're going to try to make it so that whatever they already did doesn't get wiped out. Well, they were way beyond that level of commitment. I mean, this is like the national project for Major League Baseball was promoting this thing and airing this thing. And I felt so bad for all the commentators because they have to sit there and basically vamp for hours and hours and hours and try to make it interesting how we're waiting for a rain delay, which is never fun. But everybody wanted to see this. And then finally get Mike Hill, who is, I think that's the guy, same name as our former state representative. Anyway, he was a senior vice president of operations for MLB, and he was talking to Ken Rosenthal on the sidelines. Ken's kind of like the standard Fox sideline reporter.
Well, Ken, we're going to suspend tonight's game. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, resume.
And what is the forecast tomorrow?
Well, we are optimistic that a better weather forecast for tomorrow.
Michael, thanks very much. Kevin, you heard it right there. Back to you.
Tomorrow it is, Ken. We appreciate it. Michael, so I know, tough call for Major League Baseball. They wanted to get this in so bad for all the fans that came out today.
Yeah, and they did yesterday without the big national TV audience, I guess. And Braves won big, so okay. Just kind of a giant fizzle. But, hey, it's baseball. You play it outside. You play with, you know, the weather is a factor. And, you know, it's not football where you can just play no matter what the conditions are. As long as there's not lightning, basically, you can play football, right? But, you know, baseball is a lot more particular. 437-1620, that is my phone number. Do you ever use AI at all, John, for anything?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I mean, aside from how they're trying to force you to use it on your search engine.
Oh, but yes.
I mean, like, you go out of your way, like, you know, hey, my, you know, 14th century literature paper is due, and can you write it for me instead of me having to write it?
No, but that's a good idea. I like that.
You have you used it for job resumes?
No, I have.
You write your own
job.
Yeah. No, see, I can try to trick you up there.
I have a job.
You ever use it for legal advice?
No, I've got somebody for that.
Good lawyer. Yeah. So apparently more and more people are using AI, ChatGPT, et cetera, for legal advice. You know, Like,
I wouldn't advise that.
Hey, if I have to dispose of a body, I think I might get caught, you know, what's my line of defense? Or, you know, hey, I observed this happening and I haven't reported it yet. Have I broken a law? Or, I've definitely broken a law, but I'd like to hide the...
I mean, I do ask it random things, you know, just to see what the response is. But, should I not do that anymore?
Well, here's the interesting thing. If you're talking to a lawyer and you say, you know, I have the body or the, you know, embezzlement funds or the stolen TV... and I'm trying to figure out, you know, my best course of action now. The lawyer gives you advice. And then somebody comes along and tries to prosecute you for that crime. Can they use the lawyer's testimony against you?
Is he your attorney on record?
Yeah, your attorney. Yeah, you're.
Yeah, no, he can't.
Yeah, attorney-client privilege, right? Can they get a warrant and force ChatGPT to divulge every single interaction you've ever had with ChatGPT, or at least the ones that are relevant to the case?
Right. I don't want to know.
They absolutely can. Absolutely can.
Yeah, there goes my random questions.
Yeah, don't ask.
Thanks,
random.
Andrew.
Be careful. So, yeah, they absolutely can force it to divulge everything. In fact, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says, you screwed up. There is no legal confidentiality. Because you're not talking to a lawyer. You're talking to a computer program. And same thing, by the way, for if you ask your doctor, you know, something. Well, you know, patient-client privilege or a doctor-client privilege. Not if you ask AI about your symptoms or presumably the Mayo Clinic online or whatever, you know. Same thing for counseling, psychological advice. You know, I think I might be crazy.
Well, we know that, bro.
Well, I mean, I don't need to ask. Anyway, so, right now, if you talk to a therapist, this is, again, Sam Altman. Right now, if you talk to a therapist or a lawyer or a doctor, there's legal privilege. There's doctor-patient confidentiality. There's legal confidentiality. And we haven't figured that out yet for when you talk to ChatGPT, meaning it doesn't exist. So, let's say one of the things that people use ChatGPT for is writing things like contracts that are hard to write. You know, a lot of times you get a lawyer involved to write a contract because contracts have details. I'm amazed. I'm amazed by all of this because I have seen the product of ChatGPT or other AI, and it's not great. I mean, it is surprisingly good, but it is also, there's errors, mistakes, inaccuracies, you know, grammatical mistakes, all that kind of stuff. Fairly commonly, I look at it and think, well, that is not correct. It's very bland. It's like music that's been normalized and take all the highs and lows have been gotten rid of. You know, it's kind of like distorted. And you can usually tell that it's been written by AI because it kind of feels a certain way. It's like talking to somebody who's got not great English. Sometimes you can tell. I don't know. Poor metaphors because it is really amazing compared to what it used to be. But if you wouldn't trust it to write your college paper, why would you trust it to write a contract? But people do, apparently. Well, so if you want to write a contract in which you say, I don't know, discriminate against black people or poor people or single people or people with kids or unmarried or marijuana users or, you know, all the different things that people might theoretically discriminate against in housing or renting, dear ChatGPT, please write me a Florida rental contract that will allow me to screen my, you know, I like, that's under discovery, sir. ChatGPT told us. It's not. Now, the cases haven't come yet much, but.
But they're coming.
Yeah, you would figure this is going to happen. Oh, man. 4-3-7-16-20. Oh, this is such the not news. It's not full-blown disappointing, but it's just a little bit disappointing. American Eagle has finally responded about the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, which still amazes me. All of it just amazes me. Here's their full, like, after the, what, week and a half or so?
Right.
They finally posted this. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans with a J. So that's the denim kind, not the, you know, not double helix kind.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, and that's all in quotes, so it's addressing the campaign of this name. So the campaign isn't some code name like Sweet Hips.
Sweet.
Marketing push or, you know.
Sweet Hips marketing?
Well, maybe not Sweet Hips, but maybe Sweeney Hips. I don't know. You know?
Okay.
Or Jeans Jeans. Or,
jeans.
You know.
See? Oh, that's good.
But instead, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. It's the name of the campaign, okay? So it's all in quotes. Is and always was about the jeans with a J. Her jeans with a J. Her story with an S, if you care. We'll continue to celebrate how everyone wears their AE jeans with confidence their way. Great jeans look good on everyone.
Yep, there's your AI statement for the day.
Yeah, just your press team took a week and a half to come up with that. Now, granted, it manages to thread the needle of not really defending the play on words or addressing the controversy, not abandoning their commitment to her or the campaign. I mean, well, actually, it's really we stand by this campaign. We're not going to deal with any of the hard questions, but we do stand by the campaign. So I guess there's that for them. But, you know, whatever. It's fine. I don't know. Here's the weird thing. Do women watching the Sydney Sweeney ads think to themselves, if only I could buy those jeans, then all these men? Because you know it's not the J-E-A-N-S that anybody's ogling.
Yeah. Those are good jeans.
The J-E-A-N-S are, if anything, interference with what you're trying to look at. So, you know, I don't want to say this without being a real mean
Go
person.
Ahead.
If you have random sack of potatoes over here, and I mean that, really, like a large, you know, 50-pound sack of potatoes. Do potatoes come in a 50-pound sack? I don't know. Let's say they do. And you put random 50-pound sack of potatoes into a pair of American Eagle jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Hot or not hot?
Well, no.
Yeah. No. It's the J-E-A-N-S that matter. No, it's not. No. It's the G-E-N-E-S that matter. So
now if you fried them up, then
stop it.
Okay.
Different kind of desire.
Then we can talk.
No, but, you know, I'm trying to think of who the ads really work on. Because I don't imagine that the average woman thinks, you know, all this time my problem is I haven't had those sweet, loose-fitting, wrinkly jeans, J-E-A-N-S. Yep. If only I buy those, I'm in, you know. Probably not.
That's all it takes.
And it's not like men are out there, you know, I want to buy those jeans for me, for her, for what, you know, like, now, granted, in advertising, they say that brand knowledge is the big deal. And if you're just in people's minds, then that's what matters because people are such lemmings that they'll just go buy the product because they're familiar. Or they buy it because it's viewed as somehow conservative or pushed back against wokeness or, you know, whatever. Maybe. I just don't see a lot of people. My own view is that not a lot of people are going to be out there buying the J-E-A-N-S for that reason. So, massively known ad campaign, financially successful ad campaign? Doesn't seem all that likely to me. 522 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, Lonnie Anderson passed away.
No.
Oh, you hadn't seen that. Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
I hadn't.
Yeah. Yeah. 79 years young.
WKRP, and then another movie with Burt Reynolds.
Stoker Ace. Mm-hmm. She was in Stoker Ace, and of course she married him, you know, and that was one of our celebrity couples for a long time was Lonnie Anderson and Burt Reynolds. So, yeah. And she had won, I guess, a couple of Emmys. I mean, she won several awards for her portrayal on WKRP. Was that your show? Did you watch a lot of WKRP? You're in radio?
Yes.
See, I'm an outlier.
I did.
I didn't grow up in radio. I grew up in, you know, philosophy.
But see, I grew up in radio.
There you go. We recently tried to watch it, and I watched the first season, and I stopped. It wasn't all that entertaining to me. There were several episodes that were very good. And, of course, the Thanksgiving one is
amazing.
Oh, yeah,
that's classic.
But I got bored.
You did?
Yeah. And you would think that would be right up my alley because it's radio. Like, I've never watched much of Frasier either. You would think, wow, man, you would love Frasier. It's all about radio. I mean, yeah, just never watched
That's
Cheers.
Weird.
I know.
Because those two are like
the radio person. Staple, right? What's wrong with you?
We know.
Many things. So
yeah.
Anyway, all right. 524 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh, this is kind of interesting. Somebody texts in and says WKRP on rewatch suffers from butchering the original music they played because apparently they didn't get the BMI ASCAP rights for the music. And a lot of the songs they played were relevant to the show. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but this is a person I usually is very accurate on these kinds of things. So interesting.
That's very interesting.
Also, somebody texts in, those darn jeans are in the way. You're going to be in trouble.
Oh!
Yeah, but you understand that, like, the reason we have modern advertising is because that's exactly what guys are thinking. Also, by the way, the reason we have a human race.
No.
Is because that's what guys are thinking. I'm saying in the crudest way possible. If the propagation of the species were up to women.
It wouldn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Adam, Eve, and we're done. Not entirely, but you know I'm not completely wrong either.
I know.
Let's see. Somebody says there can be an amazing turn on seeing a foil-wrapped, hot steaming stuffed baked potato being brought to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all have some weird desires. I'll just say it that way. somebody else says, well, they were financially successful for their stock price rising. If you go back to July 28th, American Eagle peaked at $12 a share. They're now at $10.74 a share, so they're down a...
But you know all the free advertising that they are getting?
But is it... Okay, I get it. It's a very well-known ad campaign. Is it producing butts in jeans?
Well, I mean, I guess we'll wait till the next quarter to find out.
Same. I mean, maybe it will. You know, look, Bud Light was wildly notorious, and it did produce an economic effect, adverse, right? So I don't, we'll see. I try to imagine in my mind how an ad campaign translates into behavior, and that's the link I can't quite see here. But it's not. You couldn't ask for more in terms of an ad campaign, other than it actually produces purchase.
I'm gonna get you the Overthinker shirt. You can wear that around.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. That's the kind of thing overthinkers say.
Monday mornings, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Got all that weekend power washing pent up in me.
I loved those designs.
What's that now? Oh, did you like that?
I like that. That was really nice.
I did power washing over the weekend.
I did not know you were so artistic with your power washing.
I carved
skills.
An American flag in the driveway. I carved Blue Angels in the driveway. I carved a Pensacola beach ball in the driveway. Yeah.
Were you that bored?
No, I just thought to myself, because I always carve like a heart's D, like, you know, as kind of romantic. And then I'm like, well, I can do even better than that. And then I started thinking, well, what can I do? I did American flag, Blue Angels, and the Pensacola beach ball. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
So did you leave it?
No, I had to clean the driveway.
Well, come on,
it was
man.
It was like carvings in the sand. I took pictures. It's on social media. It exists.
Oh, okay.
David, go ahead, sir. Sorry. Thank you. I'm glad you like that.
Well, Texas House Democrats are skipping town, actually skipping the whole state, I think, in a bid to stop Republicans from advancing House maps in Texas that would give the GOP more pickup opportunities ahead of 2026. The move aimed at denying Republicans the minimum number of lawmakers needed to be present in order to conduct legislation. Very nice.
That's what
Very
they did. Nice. They ran away to Illinois to hang out with Governor Pritzker.
Very good. I'm proud
Go
of
on,
you.
David.
Thousands of Boeing workers are on strike. Members of the Machinist and Aerospace Workers Union are on strike at three Boeing facilities in the St. Louis area. This is after failed negotiations for a new contract there. About 3,500 union workers voted to reject the company's final offer before that strike went into effect at midnight.
Yeah, they were being offered, I think last time I read it, it was a 20% pay raise over a couple of years, and they're like, no, not good enough. I don't know what they think they're going to offer Boeing. Boeing, which has lost tons of money. They've also had really harsh negative press over some of the crashes that they've had. But this is all about their fighter, you know, production facility in St. Louis.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. It's not the Texas two-step, it's the Texas takeoff. Democrats in the State House leaving for other states, including Illinois. They are blocking a plan to redraw the congressional maps.
They have spent their entire time playing dirty political games that only help themselves.
House Minority Leader Gene Wu, if it passes, Republicans could pick up five seats next year. Texas Governor Greg Abbott gave the Democrats a deadline at 3 p.m. Central Time to return to the State House. The check isn't in the mail just yet.
There could be a distribution or dividend to the people of our country.
President Trump discussing the idea of rebate checks from all the money he's collected from tariffs. Some lawmakers would rather use it to pay down the national debt. And China just said no to the U.S., which is demanding it stop buying oil from both Russia and Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 76 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. An 18-year-old from Gulf Breeze facing child pornography charges, Matthew McChesney, was arrested on an out-of-county warrant a few weeks ago. He faces 20 counts of possession of child pornography and 3 counts of trading child pornography. Officials say the teen had photos and videos depicting kids as young as 3 years old being sexually abused. He was allegedly trading that content in chat rooms. McChesney was arrested. He's since been released on $115,000 bond. He'll be due back in court on August 8th. The My Safe Florida Home Program opens for applications today. Elizabeth Hart is the spokeswoman for the program. She says it offers matching grants to qualifying homeowners who to better protect their structures from hurricane damage in exchange for getting a break on wind insurance.
Upgrades like using nails or screws instead of staples make a big difference in reducing storm damage.
Homeowners are encouraged, of course, to get better roof-to-wall connectors, secondary water resistance barriers, and upgrade their windows, doors, and garage doors. Since 2022, the program has reimbursed 40,000 Floridians. The application window is open until September 29th. Governor Ron DeSantis with a warning for Republicans. He spoke on Saturday in Orlando at the Florida Freedom Forum. The governor said that the advantage Republicans have in Florida may not last. He said, quote, don't get high on your own supply. There's nothing permanent in politics. He said that Democrats could use ballot referendums to turn Florida into California. A Milton woman has died after a shooting on Friday. It happened on Pinto Avenue. Officials say responding deputies found a female victim deceased with multiple gunshot wounds. 47-year-old Curtis Marvin Johnson was arrested on second-degree murder charges. He's currently being held without bond in the Santa Rosa County Jail. An investigation into that shooting is ongoing. Oh, Byron Donalds has another high-profile supporter in his race for governor. Senator Rick Scott endorsing Donalds on Friday. Scott said Donalds is a principled conservative who would lead with courage and conviction and fight on behalf of every Floridian. President Trump already endorsed Donalds for the 2026 race. It's 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We're going to be looking at some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 60% chance of rain. High today near 88 degrees. Low tonight near 77. For Tuesday, 70% chance of rain. High near 88. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Wednesday, 70% chance of rain. High near 89. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have partly cloudy skies. It is 76 degrees. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer said that tariffs President Trump imposed last week are likely to stay in place rather than be cut as part of continuing negotiations. Trump set rates including a 35% duty on many goods from Canada, 50% for Brazil, and more. A federal appeals court has upheld a jury verdict condemning Google's Android App Store as an illegal monopoly, clearing the way for a federal judge to enforce a potentially disruptive shakeup that's designed to give consumers more choices. This is a big win for Epic Games, which launched a legal crusade targeting Google's Play Store for Android apps and Apple's iPhone App Store nearly 5 years ago to bypass exclusive payment processing systems that charged 15 to 30% commissions on in-app transactions. Hertz has been using AI technology to scan for damage to rental cars. Industry experts say hotel room monitoring and restaurant bills could be the next frontier in AI. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Well, life on a farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
It's as close as I come to being country, that woohoo right there. I always want to do it right there. Anyway, Friday we had a chance to talk to Ryan Jenkins, our good friend and the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, who is my my best and sole connection to the world of farming. I have learned so much from him. In fact, I'll tell you, I was thinking about him when I was power washing, because you know how he's always talking about the safety fee. Well, not always.
Wait a second. Power washing, you were thinking of?
Here's why. Because Ryan says that the safety features they put into the tractor to make it so you don't hurt yourself.
Right.
The farmers all disable those so they can actually work on the tractors.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the same thing. Like, the power washer doesn't have a, like, permanent on button, so we just put a zip tie around the handle because that's...
That's pretty good, man.
You need to have a permanent on button, but they don't want to make it with one because then they think it's going to be dangerous. But then as a result,
and wastewater.
You make your homemade version of that to solve the problem, right? Anyway, Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing fantastic. Hey, I had a follow-up question from a listener about last time you and I talked. I asked you the question about heat and do you like being in the heat, because it's unfathomable to me, but some people apparently do, and you said you do. In fact, it's the reason why you left being an emergency dispatcher, is because you didn't like, or at least part of the reason, that you didn't like doing it inside the the controlled air conditioning cubicle, and you like being out in the heat and working and sweating. And she said, some of her farmer friends say that the trailers that are, or the tractors that are enclosed with air conditioning, are actually counterproductive, because the getting in and out of the air conditioning to fix things and, you know, the temperature shift and shock is actually worse than just having a steady temperature of a non-air conditioned tractor. I'm curious what you think about that.
Well, you know, y'all ask some very good questions, but I'm going to tell you right now, when my air conditioner tears up in my tractor, I park it till I fix it.
I gotcha.
So I don't think it's a problem. You have to get some relief, and I definitely don't think it's counterintuitive. I think that you get in there and get some relief, and people don't really, they say that all the time. Well, you got that air conditioned cab, you're just sitting in the air conditioning all day.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you are sitting in the air conditioning all day. But those days are very, very few and far between.
Yeah.
Things are always breaking down. You're always having to go and do different jobs. Very rarely do you literally get to sit in the tractor all day. And when you do, it is nice, and it does help you recuperate from the days that you're not able to. So, it all just kind of comes out in the wash. But I would say it's a good thing and not a bad thing. And I don't think that getting in and out makes you softer or makes you where you can't handle the heat or anything like that. I think it's no different than what everybody else does when they get in and out of their car.
And I suspect that, as always is the case, one of the best answers would be, yeah, you're right. Why don't you come watch and participate for a day, and we'll see what you think after that.
I always say I'd love for people to walk in my shoes for a day.
I know you would. What are you all up to right now? What are you working on the farm?
Well, we finished all of our fertilizer stuff, and so now we're pretty much just watching our crops grow. There's a lot of scouting going on, which means you're going to each individual field and walking out in the field and checking for bugs or disease or weeds, just checking the overall status of the crop and coming up with a game plan, every week of what needs to be taken care of. So there's that going on. There is corn that is starting to dry down. So I certainly hope by the time we talk next month that we've harvested at least some, and I hope a good bit of our corn, because next time we talk will be almost to peanut season. So we have to get our corn out before we get started on peanuts. So
and your
it's
corn,
coming along nicely.
I was just going to say, and your corn is a pretty small share of your overall crop size, because a lot of what you do for corn is experimental trials and things like that. Do I remember that correctly?
That's correct. This year it accounts for about 10% of our acres.
Okay. All right. And a lot
is,
of
which is a little bit more than actually a little bit more than usual. And we did that because the price of cotton was so bad, and you know, now the price of corn's equally as bad. So so we didn't really get anywhere, but. But you that's the life of a farmer, right?
I thought I remembered, and I can't remember now whether it was this year or last year, but I thought maybe it was, maybe, the, I don't know. One year, the price of cotton you were projecting to be so bad that you were going to go almost 100% on peanuts as a way to, you know, work around that problem and make up for it. Was that last year or this year?
Well, Andrew, that was this year, and then we ended up with more cotton than we, than we usually do, so, you know. One day you probably need to get a real farmer on here that, that's got it all figured out. So,
I think I found my real farmer. I think I'm good. That's funny.
I can't get anything figured out.
Oh, well,
anyway,
you know.
So, yeah, that was this year.
Okay, I mean, all right.
You'll figure out soon. I'm just your regular old run-of-the-mill loser, but anyway.
So not the case. So you guys are spraying, and you like to talk about the equipment that you use for spraying and the kinds of things that you spray, because this is one of those widely misunderstood, misrepresented things. Let me put you on pause for just a second. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. One of my, like, I get so many texts from people. When's Ryan going to be on again? I miss Ryan. I love Ryan so much. I do. I appreciate that. And I know he does too. And people stop him in the stores and all that kind of, I love that. So what do y'all, talk about the spraying and talk about some of the things that people maybe don't fully understand about it.
Well, I do think there's a, you know, there's a bad idea of how we treat the environment out there that has started over the last several years. And I think we're exactly opposite of what a lot of people think. You know, we try not to introduce anything into the environment that doesn't have to be, because we want it to take care of us. And another reason is because everything that we do introduce, all the inputs are extremely expensive. So yeah, if I can get by without doing it, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So this time of the year, pretty much, you know, during the heat of the summer, all we're doing is spraying for the most part now. So like I said, we're out there scouting our pests. It's called integrated pest management. That's how we even come up with the idea that we need to spray. So that's out there scouting the fields, going through them, looking through them. And used to, if you saw a bug, a worm, a bug, or whatever, years ago, you just went out there and sprayed a product or a chemical that would just basically kill everything that was out there, all the bugs and worms. And now we use thresholds that have been agronomically tested, so that we know, hey, if we have a fall armyworm, for example, that it takes at least 10 of those within 100, checking 100 plants, to cause an economic problem. So we won't, if we just go find one or two worms, 1 or 2% of worms, we won't spray. But if it ever gets above that threshold, then we'll go spray. And when we do go spray, we'll spray a very complex product that basically it'll only take out those bad worms. We want to try to keep our beneficial insects out there as their population as high as possible, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the good bugs eat the bad bugs.
Okay.
And so it's all highly specialized stuff that we're doing, and we try to do it as little as possible. And then another thing, like one of the products that I'll be putting out for some worms in my peanuts this week, we put 1.5 ounces per acre of the product. Well, the product, the active ingredient in the product, is then only a very small percentage of that 1.5 ounces. As we've talked on here before, so for the lay people, but basically the playing area of a football field is roughly an acre. So if you think, a lot of people know how much a shot glass is or something like that, or a medicine cup.
Yeah.
That is about an ounce and a half. So that's the amount of product in which very little of it is actually active ingredient that we'll put out over an entire football field. So we're putting very, very, very little stuff into the environment. And when we do, it's because it has to be there, or we're going to lose our crop. And hopefully we won't have to do it again that year, because we're still protecting as much as possible our beneficial insects. So there's a lot. It's not just a haphazard decision that goes into, do I spray or do I don't spray?
You know, it's interesting. So I was just going to say, we haven't talked a lot about this, but the two parts of that that strike me is that the perception that farmers are out there just spraying every form of poison they can possibly get their hands on in lavish amounts doesn't really make sense, given that A, you're decent people, B, you know that that would diminish your ability to produce something healthy for folks. But those are kind of like, because you're virtuous people, you don't do it wrong. But the ones that you're mentioning to me now are things like, hey, it's very expensive. And so it wouldn't make sense for me to waste a product, especially given input prices and output, you know, sale prices are so low, input prices are so high. Financially, it's stupid of me to waste product. And also, there are all kinds of good things that we want to preserve from that. And so we want to very selectively and only when certain thresholds are met use these products. I mean, that there's a financial incentive to you, a productivity incentive to you, in addition to just being the good person. And I think that's really interesting.
I think, I mean, you said it, and then just to bring it into a little bit better picture for people, excuse me, my sprayer that I'll be using today, it carries 1,000 gallons of product. So that ounce and a half of chemical that we're going to be putting out to kill the worms, it's going to be mixed into 10 gallons of water. I'm putting out 10 gallons of water per acre, strictly using the water as a carrier to be able to cover that acre. Well, that sprayer, if I'm putting out 7.5, sometimes I'll do 7.5 gallon work, so that'll get me 133 acres. So I'm usually doing between 100 and 133 acres a load. One load of those products can cost between $7,000 and
$10,000. Whoa. Wow.
So I'm not... You see,
you're not trying to waste it. Yeah, you're not trying to waste it.
Right, exactly. We're very, very cautious with what we put out there.
Yeah, wow.
For many reasons. But, yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand. And then, you know what? This time of year, what happens? As good as, and I don't think there's a better weatherman than a farmer, but you mix up a load, you go out there and start spraying, and where there wasn't a cloud a while ago, now there's a cloud. And some of this stuff has a lot of the stuff that we use will have an 8-hour rain fast time. So it's not supposed to get rained on for 8 hours. Well, this time of the year, you don't frequently get 8 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you have to be careful, right?
So you might be going out there tomorrow and reapplying that $7,000 to $10,000 worth of product on that field. So you see, that's what we're up against. And like I said, we've talked about the sprayers before and the size of them. You know, it carries 1,000 gallons. The booms are 108 feet wide. So the playing width of a football field is 160 feet wide. So I could do more than a football field in one round, you know, going down, turning around and coming back. And I've done over into the bleachers on both sides. So
I like that.
So there's a lot going on. Everything's very expensive, but everything's extremely calculated. There's nothing that we do now in this day and time that where we just go out there and spray to spray, whether we need it or not.
I have a question that somebody asked me that I don't know the answer to, and I figure you will know. The J Peanut Festival. It got canceled. It's getting canceled. It didn't happen this year. What is the status of that? Do you know going forward?
It hasn't happened in quite a few years.
Okay.
That family, you know, unfortunately got older, and Mr. Gabbert, the one that came up with it on his farm, he died, and they just really have never, for whatever reason, you know, they've never brought it back after his death. But.
Okay. Okay, well, that answers the question.
I know a lot of people asked about it, and it was a good thing.
Yeah, for sure it was. We always like to end with a farm fact. Do you have one for me this week, Ryan?
Yep, we're working on corn, you know, about to start harvesting it, and I was looking it up, and I didn't realize it was so used in so many things, but it said there are over 4,200 uses for corn, and one of them that stuck out to me as I was going over them that I didn't know was pharmaceutical companies use corn to create new antibiotics. You know, sometimes they have to have a biological medium to grow them in, and they'll use corn to do that. So some of the antibiotics that we're using now, you know, have had to have corn to help make them what they are for our use. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's
wild. You
never
know where this stuff's going to show up at.
And I always thought it was fascinating when they started replacing styrofoam with the biodegradable cornstarch-based, you know, popcorn peanuts and packing foam. And, you know, the kind that you just put a little water on it, just goes right away. I always thought that was, again, amazing uses for, like you say, for corn. How many different products? Ryan Jenkins is our farming friend up in Jay, Florida, the owner of Jenkins Farms. Ryan, as always, thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for helping us city folk kind of understand it a little bit better, man. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you all so much for having us. I appreciate everybody that listens. And I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Absolutely. Eat more peanuts. All right, Jay, Ryan, thanks so much. Yeah, the to whatever extent I am not 100% city folk, it's because I know Ryan. That's 100% of my connection to the farm world. All right. Hey, if you are thinking about buying a house, perhaps you want to move to the country or move from the country to the city or to the beach or inland or to Santa Rosa or from Santa Rosa or whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty obviously can help you with that. They're fantastic at this. During the peak, you know, when things were really hot, they were selling well over 200 homes. I think they had like 230 was one year. It was kind of like their peak. It's crazy that many homes, but that's like five a week. That's crazy. 175, 165 each year since then when times are a little bit more difficult, but they're still cranking out homes three and a half, four every single week. That means that they know the market. They know what the market's doing. They know what's normal. They know what's abnormal. You know, so a lot of times what you want with a real estate agent is you just want somebody, obviously, who's going to help you get all the way to the end, to the sale, to the closing, but you also want somebody who's going to advise you on the stuff that you don't pay attention to all the time until you have to do a big transaction. Then you want to know. Well, they're asking me, you know, you got to replace the roof in order for me to sell this house to them. Do I really need to do that? Well, they'll tell you. But you say, well, no, that doesn't really. Yeah, that really does happen these days because of the insurance changes in Florida. So, or the changes in the insurance market in Florida. And so knowing that and seeing what's normal and knowing what you do and don't have to, you know, say yes to, that's a key thing about having a good real estate agent. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, a festive Ferragosto celebration, Atlas Beverage Class, and the world is your oyster. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products, every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts, with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
There's a building. Inside this building, there is a level where no elevator can go and no stair can reach.
And inside that building is the News Radio broadcast studio.
I like that.
Now, when you hear this song, do you see a movie scene? That's a no. That's a no. If you don't see it, you don't see it.
Okay, I don't see it.
This is the Jackrabbit Slim's twist contest in Pulp Fiction. When Uma Thurman and John Travolta are doing the whole, like, you know, peace symbol fingers across their eyes, you know, thing. Yeah. All right, 5:58 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, family members of Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre are outraged over Ghislaine Maxwell's transfer to a minimum security prison in Texas. Maxwell, an associate of the late Epstein, is serving 20 years for child sex trafficking. She was moved to the lower security prison after a meeting with the Justice Department officials last week. The Giuffre family is calling that move a cover-up. Friends, family, and community leaders, Andrew, are remembering Muhammad Ali's younger brother today. He passed away last Friday after a long illness. Rahman Ali was 82. His nephew, Sean Ali Waddell, says Rahman and Muhammad were an unbreakable team. He says Rahman was known for providing Muhammad with inspiration.
I've tried his noodles.
Are they good?
No.
I've tried his noodles.
Oh. Ramen.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most.